Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by United Night.
Interface complete.
Salamu. Salamu. Barigani. Mama la bulu tulu. I don't know what the hell that was, but yeah. All right, people, what's up? Greetings and salutations and all that other good shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. He's up in the building today, and it is Tuesday time to massacre a language. And what we do here, you know what I'm saying? Each and every week, man, we, you know, get you interested in learning language, people. Not going to sit up here and teach you no damn how to be fluent in the language. But what we can do is, as a world, you know what I'm saying, drum up some motivation, you know, for you to get involved with somebody else's culture and language and all that good shit. So that's what we do, you know what I'm saying? We kick out some little phrases and helpful shit, you know what I'm saying? And it's all brought to you part by www.byki.com. And you can go and check them out for all your learning needs. You know what I'm saying? I need to hit the ass up to contact these motherfuckers. But, hey, I'm going to have to get paid, man. I got motherfuckers sponsoring me, goddamn it. Because, yeah, you need to get paid. Giving all this free out. You know what I'm saying? So, we got to contact these fools. Online affiliates. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Be an online affiliate. Affiliate program. You have a website. Start earning money. All right. And then you're selling our products for your site. All right. Until you get 15% of commission. All right. And also, individuals that you buy within 45 days also earn your 16% commission. Right. You refer $2,000 in sales, will increase your commission 20% on all sales. All right. Well, let me look into this a little bit more. We're gonna get into a couple of songs right up in here. You know what I'm saying? And then we're gonna come back at you. Come right back at you. This is a new song by Neon. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Justice Overall up there in ATL, you know what I'm saying, new group. And two little cuties, you know what I'm saying. And yeah, they got their new little hit, and it's made it to Wrecking the Game Radio. So this is what we gonna do, you know what I'm saying. This is called Let Me Get That. New group, you know what I'm saying, our ATL, you know what I'm saying. It's called Neon.
I let you touch that.
wanna grab that and let your coat back. You wanna snap that and let your sleep back. Can you handle that? So let me get that.
Neon right there, people straight out of ATL, you know what I'm saying? Two hot little chicks doing their thing, man. Got another hot chick coming up, Miss John New. You can check out www.myspace.com/John New, the princess. Going down right here, live on Regular Game Radio.
Whoa, mama, can you booty swole? You got the kind of body, make this other spin, though. He said, whoa, mama.
whatever for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can also check out Ms. John New on www.myspace.com/Drack, D-R-A-K, Boys, B-O-Y-Z, the Princess, Drack Boys Princess. And don't forget, we got the fucking A&R Music Seminar coming up again, sponsored in part by Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy, from the Miss Mouth Times, www.missmouthtimes.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And we got a lot of shit coming for you, man. So make sure you tune in. It's going to be going down October 3rd right here in Tampa, Florida, Club Nuvo. It's going down again. So make sure y'all tune in and check that out. Some new music right here. This is Bi-Coastal, Fetty the Dawn. You know what I'm saying? Take you to my world.
Girl, you got no choice to fucking with the cheesy, you know what I mean? Take you to a whole nother atmosphere, yeah. A whole nother world, whole nother jewels, man, Fetty the Don, yeah. Uptime Entertainment, baby girl, let me take you to my world. No trick independent, but you get what you deserve, yeah. Baby girl, damn, baby. To a grave, make the cripple walk. What else? Gives heirs to the theft, legs to paraplegia. Money to the poor, food to the ones who need it. Now that's wifey material. An intellectual, body real sexual. Ass stronger than mine, baby eat a vegetable. No kids, so she always takes sex to do. Conceitedness at a low level. I thought opposites attract. I love high yellow. I don't discriminate. No, so ladies, hello. If you see me anywhere, then I master this dough. Yeah. Let me take you to my world. No trick in the tent, but you get what you deserve. Yeah. Baby girl, damn, damn, baby girl, babe. How she did change what she had on. Stop trapping and get a 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that shit, but it's worth a try. Cause I'm digging you, I'm digging you. It's never called tricking when you want to love the truth.
Yeah.
You guys ain't the truth, like
nah.
See the Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm all from TV, but she's laughing right in front of me. She can't hide it for long. My hands are playing hide and seek. She got it going on. I sit down, baby, you the bomb. How could I do you wrong? I love to see you in the dark. Better yet, in my world, you can have it all. So don't worry about no other world. Never been a tricker type of sexy. You get with your liar. Sexy, you get with your
liar.
Let me take you to my world. No trick independent, but you get what you deserve. Yeah, baby girl, damn, damn, baby girl, bad. How she did you change what she had on?
Takes your day. So you tell me how you feel, we do what we do, you know what I mean? Up top in the tank.
The economic and
Vice Grip, blessed love. Score now real big, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vice Grip down there and Fort Lauderdale. You know what I'm saying? Representing down there also was Mr. Grimesman. Got the Prophet Jackal down that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my down bottom homeboys. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down real big, man. And before we start jumping into the language, sponsored you part by www.byki.com. What we're going to end up doing is playing one more song. And this is from Miss Q of We Lit Incorporation, who is now on tour, going on a 3-month tour, you know what I'm saying, to promote their book, new CD, From Pedal to Sepal. And y'all can definitely pick that up or contact them, 813-516-5136, or Google We Lit Inc. And, yeah, you can find all of the pertinent information to make a purchase. This song right here is off of the CD, and this is called Jump In. Check it out. It's Tuesday time to massacre a language. In Swahili.
I'm standing on the edge. Right on the threshold of evolution. Right at the precipice.
All right, y'all, it's time to jump on into what the day is all about. Time to learn language Tuesday. Once again, brought to you part by www.byki.com for all your language learning needs. You can go there and download the software for free, check it out, evaluate it, and then make some purchases, man. You know what I'm saying? It's cheap. Y'all motherfuckers going out there buying the goddamn Rosetta Stone and shit. You know what I'm saying? Spending $200, $300 on that shit. Guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? BYKI is just as informative. Just as user-friendly, and it's cheaper. And, yeah, so that's yeah, you can go about that. All right, so what we on today, you know, what we have been on this month is Swahili. And, you know, matter of fact, since I ain't got too many people to interrupt, we're going to go back and do a little review. You know what I'm saying? It's a quick review. And then we're going to get into some numbers. You know what I'm saying? Get into the numbers. All right, and just to go through these real quick, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you go through the Swahili, and then we'll go through the English translation. And make sure I have any participants as of yet. And, okay. And if you'd like to participate live and help massacre the language, you know what I'm saying, right online with me, hit me up at area code 347-237-5125. All the way live. That's how we do it up in this mofo clipper. And this is Regular Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, with your captain up in this mofo flipping captain smells so good. And my international co-host, Mr. Sayonai, from the Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? We hold this down Monday through Friday, people. Yeah, it's going down. The first word we're going to get into is something that you definitely need to know anyways when you bump into a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, excuse me. Yeah, first word is samani. Samahani. All right, we'll go along. Samahani. And if you think I'm saying this shit wrong, man, go to www.b as in boy, y as in yellow, k as I kick your ass if you don't go, and I, if you don't go, I'm going to come see you. You know what I'm saying? BYKI.com and download the Swahili software. Over 100 different languages to learn. We're just concentrating on, you know what I'm saying, on one language right now. So shouts out to everybody on the bridge, too. I see the unknown unknown, whoever the you is, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, you muda maker. Yeah, that's real. And if y'all know what the hell language I'm speaking, well, pay attention to the show, you know what I'm saying? Each and every Tuesday, we do it like this here. Tuesday time, the Massacre language, you know what I'm saying? All right, so it's Samahani. Samahani. S-A-M-A-H-A-N-I. Samahani means excuse me. Samahani. We'll run through these pretty swiftly, people. All right. Habari Zagione is good evening. Habari Zagione. All right, Habari Zagione. Habari Zagione. Good evening. And Habari, H-A-B-A-R-I, Zagione, J-I-O-N-I. Habari Zagione means good evening. Good evening. Habari Zagione, good evening. Right, keep your thing moving. Habari za asubuhi. Habari za asubuhi. Yeah, you gotta, sound like the damn natives and shit. You know what I'm saying? You wanna get it across a little bit better. Step up to them, put your hand on your dick, be like, Habari za asubuhi. They be like, well, why you got your hand on your nutsack? Well, I was just saying good morning. You know what I'm saying? Good morning to you. Oh, yeah. That means good morning, people. Habari za asubuhi. H-A, Habari, H-A-B-A-R-I, za, Z-A, asubuhi. A-S-U-B-U-H-I, asubuhi. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Good language to learn. You know what I'm saying? And here we go, get this porn started again. All right, moving on. Kwaheri. 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 Goodbye, maramuka, ya maramuka. Kwaheri, ya muramika. Kwaheri is K-W-A, Harry. Harry, H-E-R-I, Kwaheri. Goodbye, Kwaheri means goodbye. Right. All right, we got a couple of different meanings for this. Huyambo. Huyambo is a form of saying hello. Huyambo. H-U-J-A-M-B-O. Huyambo. Huyambo can also mean how are you. The traditional reply is Sijambo. Is I'm fine. Sijambo. Sijambo. Yeah. Sijambo. Sijambo. Or Yambo. Hello. My favorite, Habari Gani. And in the traditional Swahili language, it means what's the news. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's going on, but what's the news? So Habari Gani. Habari, H-A-B-A-R-I, Gani, G-A-N-I, with the question mark. Habari Gani. How are you? Habari Gani. That's why everybody be coming on the show, and I'm like, Habari Gani. Salamu. Habari Gani. Yeah. How are you? And when nobody don't reply like that, that's what I'll be looking for, a reply. You know what I'm saying? Don't come on the show saying the same shit I'm saying. Give me the reply. That's where we know we're learning something. You know what I'm saying? And the proper reply to Habari Gani, somebody asks you that, you say, Hiya Asante. I'm fine, thank you. Hiya, Asante. Hiya, H-A-Y-A, and of course, comma, and Asante, A-S-A-N-T-E. Hiya, Asante. I'm fine, thank you. Hiya, Asante. All right, keep this thing on moving. And that's the response. That's what I need. You call into the show at area code 347-237-5125, and I ask you, Habari Ghani. You know what I'm saying? You say, Hiya Asante. And that's where we learn, people, that you got to use the language. If you don't use the language, you'll lose the language. And that's why so many people come over here to the United States, you know what I'm saying, and start forgetting their native tongue, because you get all wrapped up in this crazy ass multicultural language that we operate under. Yeah, you will lose yourself in the madness. You will lose yourself in the madness. So that's it. Hiya. Hiya Asante. I'm fine, thank you. All right. Nahona Horuma. Nahona. All right, let's play that one more time. Ninaona Oruma. I'm sorry, which is a way of expressing regret. Ninaona. Ninaona Oruma. Ninaona. Ninaona Oruma. Huruma. Ninaona Oruma. I'm sorry, and that means it's for expressing regret. Now, a lot of things you're not finding here is the male and female pronunciation. They don't do that like Spanish has ah and the o to differentiate, you know what I'm saying, male, masculine, and feminine words, but you don't find that in this language. I believe I covered that the other week, matter of fact, when I was talking. I do believe I covered that. Yeah, so here we go. Keep this thing on moving. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. Just came up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? Habari Ghani to you. And you should say, Hiya, Asante. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. If not, spell it out. H-A-Y-A, comma, A-S-A-N-T-E. And you can't tell me that you don't know what it means, because everybody can go to www.byki.com and download the software. If you don't want to download the software, learn it right off of the website. You know what I'm saying? It's a user-friendly interface where you don't even have to download the software. Click on the language you want to check out, and it'll drop down all of the different subcategories that you can click on and you know what I'm saying, and actually learn. So you can actually go onto the website, click on Swahili, And then click on Quick Start. That's what we're operating on right now. So yeah, you don't even have to download anything. Just go to the website, and it's all right there out in the open waiting for you. All right. So Ninaona Haruma. I'm sorry, Ninaona Haruma. All right, I'm sorry. We're going to keep moving on. Right, this is something you definitely need to know. Hina longu ni. My name is. Definitely need to know that. Hina longu ni. Smells so good. Hina longu ni. Right, got to get deep with it. You know what I'm saying? Mufasa. The old movie, Mufasa. Hina longu ni. Hina longu ni. Damn, man, you really from Swahili, motherfucker. Yeah, duh, man. Got to be from there to be from there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hina longu ni. My name is Hina. J-I-N-A. Longu. L-A-N-G-U. Ni, N-I, Hina Longu Ni. My name is. And you should be practicing that at home with yourself, people. Don't feel like talking to yourself is wrong at this time right here. You know what I'm saying? repeating this, you know what I'm saying, will only help educate you more and get you more interested in learning another person's language. And you never know where you end up in this world. So don't never say, I ain't never going to Swahili. You know what I'm saying? Or shit me. You might find yourself over there, you know what I'm saying? Or one of those different places, Uganda, Rwanda, you might be in any one of them places. Might win a damn award, free vacation to Africa. You know what I'm saying? You touch down, you don't know shit. But thanks to me, goddammit, you gonna know something. Even if it's Hinalangu ni. Yeah, my name is. Shit, you gonna learn something, goddammit. All right, moving on. How did I spell that out? Did I? Hina, J-I-N-A, Langu, L-A-N-G-U, and Ni, N-I. My name is Hinalangu ni. Hinalangu ni. All right. Let me switch up. Let me get some more. I need some more beats, people. I need some more background beats. I need them. I need some more background music. There you go. It's Haya. Haya Asante. Asante. You got the first part, right? And Barigani to Heavenly Angel. And I see the House of Moreau popped in. Thanks for the rating. And there you go. That's the proper way of saying it. Haya Asante. Yeah, so somebody says Abarigani. That is the proper response. Haya Asante. I'm right, people. Keep staying moving. Okay. Hapana. Hapana. Would you, do you have any money? Hapana. No, motherfucker. You always want to say that in another country. You might get your ass set up to be robbed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Habana is no. Habana. H-A-P-A-N-A. Habana. Meaning no. Habana. And Tapadali. Tapadali means please. Tapadali El Weedo. I don't know how to say weed yet, but you know what I'm saying. Tapadali Weedo. Please, weed. T-A-F-A-D-H-A-L-I. Tapadali. Tapadali. Make sure you know what I'm saying. I'm saying it right. Shit. Tapadali. Tapadali. I got something in his goddamn mouth. Get the chewing gum out your mouth, man. You teach the goddamn lesson. Shit. Tapadali. Meaning please. And the last one. And they spell it two different ways. If you're just saying thank you, like straight up, you say Asante. Now, if you're saying, like if you're replying to somebody, like I'm fine, thank you, then it's Asante. It's two different ways actually of saying it. Asante. Well, it's two different ways of spelling it. A-H-S-A-N-T-E. Asante. Asante. Let's see, matter of fact, let me make sure that's correct. Hold on. Asante. Now, I have a translator, too, a built-in translator. I would encourage you all to download that because it's very helpful. And, okay, now let's put the H into it. Asante. Okay, yeah, so either one of them translates into thank you. So don't even matter however you spell it. It's still the same way. Asante. A-H-S-A-N-T or A-S-A-N-T. Asante. And last but not least is Dio. Dio. It means yes. The N in this particular instance is actually silent. So you're kind of just rolling off. Ndio. Ndio. N-D-I-Y-O. Ndio. 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 I mean, you hear it, but then you don't hear it. It's like silent. Ndio. So it's really just like saying Dio, but you're saying Ndio. Yes. Ndio, N-D-I-Y-O, Ndio. All right, so that would do it for that list. We'll switch this thing up and actually get into some numeros. Numeros. Yes. And let me switch up my porn music here. Do 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 do. Scooby doo boo boo doo boom. Matter of fact, let me give y'all a little Ebonics lesson. Here we go.
And now today's Ebonics language lesson. Meeting girls. My, you're a lovely young lady.
Damn, you's a fine mother.
Damn, you's a fine mother. Let's go for a ride, shall we?
Hey, baby, jump in my lowrider and let's rotate these tires.
Hey, baby, let's jump in my lowrider and let's rotate these tires. You are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to that bumper and smack that monkey.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Greeting old friends. Hello, sir.
What up, dog?
What up, dog? May I borrow some money?
Hey, let me hold some ends. I hit you back on the first, my brother.
Hey, let me hold some ends. I will hit you back on the first, my brother. You don't have it? Thanks anyway.
F*** you.
F*** you. Making new friends. Hello, sir.
What up?
What up? I admire your fashionable running shoes.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker. I used to be a stuck-up white boy, faking the funk. Bump that. I ain't bullshitting on Front Street no more, thanks to the Wake Up Crew's Ebonics language lesson.
Available in a hood near you.
That didn't sound all ghetto.
Available in the hood near you.
he sounds like more of a goddamn Roots and shit, you know what I mean?
Now you listen to old Fiddler if he wants to keep it live. You in America now. You hear me talking, nigga? You in America.
America. that just sounds too funny. America. All right, let's get some prices right here going on right now. Yeah. All right, we're going to read the numbers. Yeah. First number is 0. If anybody didn't know that. But it's spelled Z-I-R-O. Bet you didn't know that one. 0. Our same old 0, Z-E-R-O. Z-R-O in Swahili. 0. Moya. M-O-J-A. Moya. It's 1. We're going to go through 1 through 26 or something like that. Moya. Mbili. Mbili. A lot of these with the NDO, and you see this, like the little letter before it, it's actually pronounced, but then it's not. It's still silent. So as in this, Mbili. Mbili. M-B-I-L-I. It's almost like they're just saying Billy. Billy. Is 2. Mbili. 2. M-B-I-L-I. Mbili. The number 2. That was worthless. Thank you for that short rendition of the goddamn Wheel of Fortune. I mean, now I'm not that one. Damn, Price is Right music. Yeah. Goddamn Price is Right.
Timmy!
What the hell is that, Timbo? Timbo Easy right there, people. That is Timbo Easy. Well, I ain't gonna make it over to the PSN radio network until I get a new damn laptop. And we got that in the workings. Computer down here running about $300. So I gotta do a full upgrade in order to be able to support the network and probably run it. But it is coming, people. It is coming. Quite a few things in the workings. All right. Mbili is the number 2. Mbili. Tattoo. Give me 3 tattoos. I mean, no. I don't want 33. Tattoo, T-A-T-U, tattoo. It's the number 3. Tattoo. Nine. Nine. And it's the same, just like the indigo. Indio. Nine. It's really ne, but you put an N on it. So it's like Nine. N-N-E. Nine. Is the number 4. Nine. 4. Nine. Tano. T-A-N-O, the number 5. Tano. Tano. 5. None of these motherfuckers sound like goddamn the English. You know, some words be like fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun. You know what I'm saying? All of them sound like the native number. You know what I'm saying? Well, not the native number, but they sound like an American translated number. None of these sound like the American translated language. So, Tano. Number 5, Tano, T-A-N-O, Tano, number 5. Okay, well, I've been corrected. Sita, she's a bad mama, Sita. Oh, not really, but. Sita, S-I-T-A, is the number 6. 6 is Sita. Sita is 6, S-I-T-A, 6, or Sita. Saba. Actually, that is, what is that? Saba, Saba, Saba. That's religious. For Sabbath. On the seventh day, they rest. You know what I'm saying? That's the Sabbath day. Saba. S-A-B-A. Saba. And that's the short, what I would think that's the short alliteration for Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? Also meaning seven. Seventh. The seventh day, the Sabbath day. Saba, S-A-B-A, is 7. Right. Nani. Nani, your damn business. N-A-N-E is the number 8. Nani is 8. 8 is Nani. N-A-N-E. Nani, your damn business. Tisa, you're a Tisa, number 9. Number 9 is a Tisa. Got Tisa in me. T-I-S-A, Tisa, is number 9. Tisa, the number 9. Okay. And shout out to everybody on the PSN Radio Network. And, yeah, it's going down real big over there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Keep it moving. Tisa. Number 9. Tisa. T-I-S-A. Tisa. 9. And don't forget, people, if you're lost, go to www.BYKI.com. I know I'm not that country that, shit, you couldn't understand that. So, yeah. Go to BYKI.com and either click on the Swahili language or download the Swahili language. You got two different ways of learning, so there's no excuse. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. Moving on. Call me, my dear. Call me. No, not saying come here. Call me. It's 10. Call me. K-U-M-I. Call me. The number 10. Call me. And I don't think we went this high in the other languages. Kumina Moha. Kumina Moha. 11. Kumina Moha. Moha. Moha meant something else too. But in this transliteration, Kumina Moha is 11. K U M I Na, N-A, Moha, M-O-J-A, Kumi, Na, Moha, 11.
Kumi, Na,
Mbili. Kumi, Na, Mbili. Mbili, 12. Kumi, K-U-M-I, Na, N-A, Mbili, M-B-I-L-I. Kumi Na Mbili, the number 12. Okay, I'm getting the drift here. Kumi Na Tatu. It's like saying 10 plus 3. You know what I'm saying? Equals 13. It's the kind of way you can, you know, break it down. Kumi Na Tatu. K-U-M-I Na N-A Tatu. T-A-T-U. Kumi Na Tatu. It's 13. Kumi Na Inne. Kumi Na Inne. K-U-M-I Na N-A Inne. 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 N-N-E. Kumi Na Inne. 14. Alright. Kumi Na Tano. 15. Which Tano is 5. So Kumi Na, which be 10 plus 5. 15. Kumi Na Tano. K-U-M-I Na N-A Tano. T-A-N-O. Kumi Na Tano. And Kumi Na Sita. Kumi Na Sita. 16. And Kumi, K-U-M-I Na N-A Sita. S-I-T-A. Kumi Na Sita. 16. Kumi Na Sita. Is 16. Kumi Na Saba, 17. And by now, you should already know, you know what I'm saying, how it switches over, you know what I'm saying? You should get a desktop for your show, which, yeah, because laptops fucking suck. And you get more memory and all that shit packed into a desktop. So, yeah, I'll be doing that, you know what I'm saying? And Salamu. Abare gani to sayonai. Up in this muda meka, you know what I'm saying? Because this is how we do it, you know? We do this shit each and every day, people, Monday through Friday. Oh, most people.
Yay!
Monday's all good. I love everybody. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get back into it because we got a couple of more, people. We got a couple of more. We only got 5 minutes to the nutty news. 5 minutes to the nutty news. And shouts out to the man from Krypton. That would be the only, the one, the myth, the prophet jackal. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, keep it moving, people. Kumi Na Nani. Now, if you are behind in the language, of course, you cannot fucking be behind. Because I have sent you to the website 30 million times to go ahead and click on the language. You do not have to download the software. I repeat, you do not have to download the software. It is more user-friendly if you do, but you do not have to. You go to www.byki.com and click on the Swahili language and just follow along. I am on the numbers, cardinal numbers 1. And, yeah. So, Kumi Na Nani is 18. Kumi, K-U-M-I, Na, N-A, Nani, N-A-N-E. Kumi Na Nani is 18. Kumi Na Nani.
Kumi Na Tisa.
All right. Kumi Na Tisa. Kumi Na Tisa. 19. Kumi Na Tisa. Tisa is 9, so Kumi Na Tisa is 19. K-U-M-I Na N-A Tisa. T-I-S-A. Kumi Na Tisa is 19.
Ishirini.
All right. Keep it moving. And I promise you, I don't believe we got up this high in any language. You know what I'm saying? As far as the number count. Excuse me, people. I don't mean to say we've gotten this high. Yeah. And that is Ishirini. Ishirini. I-S-H-I-R-I-N-I. I-S-H-I-R-I-N-I is 20. Ishirini. Ishirini. Ishirini is 20. Moving on. All right. And Moyat means one. And this is a great way, people. I actually am very impressed the way they're doing this. Isharini na moha. Isharini na moha. 21. And you see the pattern that's going to carry on here. This Isharini meaning 20. Na meaning plus. You might as well say that it's like saying 20 plus 1. Isharini na moha. 21. You know what I'm saying? Isharini, I-S-H-I-R-I-N-I, na, N-A, moha, M-O-J-A. Isharini, na, moha, is 21. Right. Isharini, na, mbili. Isharini, na, mbili. 22. Isharini, 20, na, plus, mbili, 2, is 22. I-S-H-I-R-I-N-I, na, N-A, mbili, M-B-I-L-I. Isharini, na, mbili. And this is the Swahili language, people, if you don't know where I'm currently saying. 22. Isharini, na, mbili. 22. All right, we'll move on. To the big number, number 30, Telatini. Telatini. Keep my damn porn music in here, rolling here. And in just a minute, we're going to get into the news. Telatini. Telatini. T-H-E-L-A-T-H-I-N-I. Telatini is 30. 30, Telatini. Yeah, T-H-E-L-A-T-H-I-N-I, Telatini, which is 30. Alright, and okay, let me say something real quick before I move on. Just like they was doing with every other word, if you did 21 and it was Isharini na moha, what would be 31? Because they shouldn't have to keep doing the Telatini na. You know what I'm saying? Telatini na means 30, and they just put the number after it. Telatini na moha, 31. You see what I'm saying? And that's where you can translate that. Telatini na sita, you know what I'm saying? 36. So there you go. All right, keep this moving. That's why it's no words after that, because they went through 20 to show you, you know what I'm saying? That's how every word after that is going to go. So Telatini is 30. Arobaini is 40. Arobaini. A-R-O-B-A-I-N-I. Arobaini is 40. Okay, so Arobaini na moha, 41. Arobaini. All right, keep it moving. Hamsini. The biggest one of them all the way up from 1 to 50, people. Hamsini. Hamsini na moha, 51. Hamsini. Hamsini na sita. You know, 56. H-A-M-S-I-N-I. Hamsini is 50. And that will complete it, 1 through 26. This is how we get down, people. I'm going to beam up Mr. Sayonai. Go through one more coverage, and then we is getting into the nutty news of the day. And I mean the day. Salamo.
Salamo.
Baregani.
Yeah, I don't know an answer for that. I only know salamo.
Hiya. Hiya. Asante.
What language are we talking about now?
Swahili, Mula Meka.
Swahili, didn't we do Italian last week?
Oh, no, that was because motherfuckers kept coming in wanting to hear this, hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, Lena wanted to hear some goddamn Macedonian. Net, talking about she speak Italian. We got all clusterfucked last week, people. You know what I'm saying? But we back. Back on track. So anytime I say salamu, I say greetings. And I say, Habari Gani, how are you? The reply is, Haya, H-A-Y-A, Asante, A-S-A-N-T-E, Haya Asante.
Haya,
right? Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the wrong word to say to a partner. But, Haya. You can't get no higher than what I am, mother... Oh, my. Sorry. Yeah, salamu to Goofy Bone, salamu to Heavenly Angel, salamu to Sayanai, and salamu to the man from Krypton, whose only weakness is the cooter hole. No, not real people. But they say that is the man's weakness is the cooter hole. Right. All right, we're putting this on auto flip. We're going through 26 cards in less than 1 minute. Get into the nutty news. And here we go. Motherfucker, go.
You talking about me?
Oh, God damn it. No, I'm talking about the program.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, we starting off from zero. Zero. Z-I-R-O. Zero.
Oh, dear, that was an easy one. Zero.
One is Moha. M-O-J-A. Moha.
Moha.
M-Bili. M-Bili is two. M-Bili.
M-Bili.
M-B-I-L-I. M-Bili is the number two. That two. Is three. Tattoo. T-A-T-U. Tattoo is three.
Tattoo is three?
It's free. No, they're not free people. Three, goddammit. I ain't talking about $3. Shit. N-E. N-E. Is four. N-N-E. N-E. Is four. Yeah, I know.
And Manny is five?
Yeah, I'm moving on. Sano. Sano is five. Sano. Sano is five. So, Ishirini. Natano is 25. Yeah. There you go. All right. Sita is six. S-I-T-A. Sita is six. Saba. Which is part of the Sabbath, Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? Which is actually the seventh day. So you have Sabbath, S-A-B-A, which is seven. Sabbath. Keep it moving. Nani. What number would that be?
Where we left off? Nine?
No, we left off with seven.
And it would be eight.
Why I'm talking about. Nani, N-A-N-E, is eight. Nani is eight. So you let the zero throw you off. You know what I'm saying? You had that zero in there. Most people don't start off with the zero, but, you know.
Tisa.
Tisa is nine. Tisa is T-I-S-A and then number nine. That's what it translates as. Tisa. My poem needs, sorry. Tisa. And Kumi.
Kumi.
The number 10. Kumi. Which is like I said earlier, you know what I'm saying? When you're putting all these words together, it's like saying 10 plus, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you get, you know what I'm saying, to the next word. So you understand what I'm going to say. Kumi, Kumi, K-U-M-I, is 10. Okay, so to get 11, how would we say that? It's kumi na moya. It's like saying 10 and na
and
plus and then moha, 1. So 10 plus 1. Kumi na moha. But this is for every one all the way up till you get to 20. And then, of course, it starts switching over. But the na moha is always going to be the ending. It's
so,
na moha, na tano, na sita. You see what I'm saying? So on and so forth.
How do they teach the kids calculations in school? 10 plus 1 is 10 plus 1, huh?
Yeah, that, well, I don't know. Kumi na moha, 11. Kumi na moha plus Yeah, that is kind of weird. I don't know because I'm teaching it the English way, so the nah might not even mean plus. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, for our translation purposes, it makes sense to say that's how it looks, and that's what it would most likely say, because that's how we learn, you know what I'm saying? 10 plus 1 equals 11. So kumi na, what the fuck is the na doing in there? You see what I'm saying? I don't know.
If we say 18, there is an extra E in the 10. So where does that come from? Same thing,
there's
I guess.
Extra.
If you say 10, it's 1 E. If you say 18, there's 2 E's.
Okay,
where does the extra E come
from? Na means 2. So this means 10 to 1. Which to us, we would say 10 plus 1. You know what I'm saying? But the literal translation of na means 2. So that would be like saying 10 to 1. Kumi na moha. 11. Kumi na moha. Alright. Kumina Moha. But these are all three different words. Kumi na moha. And that's 11. Alright. Moving on. You're going to hear a repeated pattern. Kumi na mbili. Kumi na mbili. 10 to 2. That's what it's basically saying, 10 to 2. Kumi na mbili, 12. Kumi na mbili. Kumi na tattoo, what did that be?
Yeah, 13.
There you go. All right, moving on, people. Kumi na inne.
14.
Yeah, you get the English. There we go. How about that? That's a little funny. Isn't a Dutchman giving an English lesson? Ah, yeah. All right. Keep it moving. Kumi na tano.
Where we at? 14?
Boy, goddamn, pothead. My lord, that. This Muda make a pothead. Well, goddamn, pothead.
No, the problem is
can't get good sober help these days.
I didn't smoke
help
enough today. I need to smoke up and then I'm all there.
Right. I never heard of smoking up to it. You know what I mean? I gotta smoke up to my level. I gotta smoke up to my level.
Yep.
All right. Kumi na tano is 15, people. Kumi na tano. T-A-N-O. Kumi na tano. All right, kumi na sita, 16. Kumi na sita, sita, S-A-S-I-T-A. Kumi na sita, 16. All right.
Saba.
Kumi na saba.
17.
There we go. Somebody.
Now please
up.
Hurry that we can make it into the legal ages.
This is where you want to be at, people. Kumi na nani. Kumi na nani. Anything else is uncivilized. Kumi na nani. Kumi na nani. Yeah. Baby, how old is you, girl? You kumi na nani? I'm going to start talking to her. Girl, if you ain't kumi na nani, I ain't fucking with you. What you mean? Well, fuck it, then. You don't know what I'm saying. Oh. You old enough. Kumi na tisa. T-I-S-A. Kumi na tisa. We ain't waiting on no train, Muda Maker. God damn. Oh, look at him. Boy. Can't smoke with good health these days, boy. You cannot smoke with good health. Gee.
I'm just rolling. Just rolling.
Yeah, literally. You're rolling up the lawn, man. You're rolling up the lawn. All right. Well, kumi na tifa. Then getting to the big boys. We're into the big boys. Isharini. I-S-H-I-R-I-N-I.
Ish 20?
Arini. Is 20.
So, whoa. Kumi na, say that again.
Okay. Kumi na tisa is 19. So we're getting off of 10 to 2, 10 to 9.
Okay. And what is 20?
And then 20 is Ishirini. But now you will still keep the same thing. Isharini na moha. It's still the same. You know what I'm saying? You would say 20 to 1. 21. Isharini na moha. Well, moya. I'm saying moha, like Spanish and shit. Moya, people. Like why? Moya. Why? 21. Isharini na moya. Moya. M-O-J-A. Moya. Moya. 21. Isharini na mbili. 22. 20 to 2. Mbili. Isharini na mbili. All right. And then it go all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Because it just wants to show you that's the pattern. So after you leave Isharini, then you get to Telathini. Telathini is 30. T-H-E-L-A-T-H-I-N-I. Telathini. Telathini na moha, which would be 30 to 2.
What?
Telathini. You see what I'm saying? The na always goes in there, and then the number after it, it never changes. You know what I'm saying? 1 through 9 never changes. You use them in every, it don't matter how high you go. You're going to 109, you know what I'm saying, or 106, you still going to use that na, you know, the word plus na plus sita, you know what I'm saying? So just because you got telathini, 30, you have telathini na moha. Telathini na mbili. See what I'm saying? 30 plus 2. 30 plus 1. A 32 1. However you want to translate it. So telathini, T-H-E-L-A-T-H-I-N-I, is 30. All right? And you have arobaini. Arobaini. A-R-O-B-A-I-N-I. Arobaini, which is the number 40. All right? So you would be like arobaini na moha, 40 to 1. Arobaini na mbili. Arobaini na sita. See what I'm saying? You get to 46, 40 to 6. And there you go. And last but not least,
Hamsini.
The big boy, Hamsini. Hamsini na moha. Hamsini na mbili. Hamsini na sita is 50, 51, 50, you know what I'm saying? 52, 56. So Hamsini, H-A-M-S-I-N-I, is 50. Hamsini. And that will conclude the numerals. We have went through 1 through 50 and 26 cards, people. We have went through 50 numbers. Yeah. So that's how we do it up in this mofo flipper, people. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to appreciate y'all tuning into that first part of the show. You know what I'm saying?
And
satisfying. Yeah, I know, satisfying. And we are done. Get into the nutty news. You know what I'm saying?
Baby.
Okay. All right. And that is what time it is, people. We're at the top of the hour, a little bit past it. You already know Tuesday Time of Masculine Language has come to a conclusion. And it is time for the Nutty News. Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean around the world. And I mean the world. And we're going to take it from the top, people. We're going to take it from the top, because normally I think I read all this shit yesterday, but fuck it. Take it from the top. Over here in California, drunk, crackhead, coked out, pasty-faced Lindsay Lohan wants an apology from the courts. Oh, I guess she wants one from me, too. I don't think so. Right. According to Lindsay Lohan's latest medical report from UCLA, the actress was not addicted to cocaine. She just used it a lot. Not really, people. As initially suspected. Instead, it is believed that she was misdiagnosed as having ADD and given the prescription drug Adderall, which may be to blame for triggering her often bizarre behavior. Now Lohan apparently wants some form of apology or compensation from the courts. For calling her a cokehead. You're a fucking cokehead. Goddamn weirdo. Fucking weird chick. I'm a weird chick, man. Here motherfucker come to the goddamn awards in a fucking white wedding dress with blood all over it. Yeah, I think you got more than attention deficit disorder. That means you can't pay attention, motherfucker. That ain't got nothing to do with you acting goddamn ignorant and stupid. Right. In Iowa City, mother is upset with the way the 12-year-old was driving. Written all over that one. Yeah. She's going to get mad at me. Bitch, I ain't even supposed to be driving. Fuck you going to get mad at me for? Yeah. Garcia, Melissa Garcia, allowed the 12-year-old to drive her and her three children, ages 3, 2, and 1. And damn, he just fucking off, ain't you? In a minivan. The officers found the children were not properly restrained in the vehicle. Garcia, who is still fucking, who is 7 months pregnant with her fourth child, god damn, told officers the 12-year-old was weaving all over the road and almost went into a ditch. Officers say the owner of the minivan did not give permission to Garcia or the child to operate the vehicle. Right. So you stole somebody's minivan, and then you turned around and let your 12-year-old drive it. And got mad at him or her, whoever the fuck, for not knowing how to drive. Yeah, right.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Hell, matter of fact, here, this is on behalf of lying on
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, people, you know, that was just uncalled for. When you keep lying, stop lying on the kids, people. Stop lying on the kids. I got something to talk about them kids in just a second, too, y'all. Y'all hold on. Got something to address. Yeah, if y'all want to hang out in the coolest chat room on the motherfucking planet, is exact.com/DJ Smell So Good homie hangout, where you can come and actually be interactive. We got live YouTube videos and all kind of good-ish, you know what I'm saying, right there on the website. So I shall join. I shall join over into the conversation. How the fuck you going to make me a member of my own chat room? What the
because fuck? You're not an owner. You're not signed in with the same account that you made the room with.
I'll just fuck with you. I say that every time, people. Come on over to the interactive chat room, and it's going down. We are live. All right, so continuing on. Where the fuck am I at? We are in... where the hell are we at? Minneapolis. Minneapolis will pay $165,000 to zombies. Right. Okay. The Minneapolis City Attorney's Office has decided to pay 7 zombies and their attorney $165,000. The payout, approved by the city council, settles a federal lawsuit. The 7 filed after they were arrested in jail for 2 days for dressing up like zombies in downtown Minneapolis on July 22, 2006, to protest mindless consumerism. Yeah, that would have an impact. I can see that. Somebody standing around dressed raggedy like a bum in drag. Oh, yeah, I get the point of that. Yeah, not. Heavenly Angel, we're right next door to you, baby. Oh, yeah. We're in Bellevue, which if you were down in Bellevue down here, you would be in the mental hospital. Oh, that's the name of the hospital, Bellevue. Bride-to-be is arrested on her wedding day. On her wedding day. Damn, women, what is y'all doing, man? Y'all is stepping up in the news lately for doing crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, all the panhandlers used to be washed-up-ass motherfucking men and shit who I just felt was just being lazy towards society and didn't want to be a part of the shit, so they get their ass out there with a God bless you sign. Anything can fucking help. So I throw a goddamn bologna sandwich at their ass and keep it fucking moving. Now you got these goddamn women out there and shit talking about some, I have four kids and, I'm in dire straits of money. Well, bitch, you need to go down to get you some goddamn public assistance. Men can't do that. That's what the fuck food stamps and public assistance is for. It's for goddamn women. Not for punk-ass men and get their ass to the goddamn labor pool and make them 30, 40 bucks a day. So you motherfuckers I have no motherfucking love for. But to see a woman standing on the side of the goddamn highway, no. That is unacceptable and unfucking called for. I even had the nerve to see a goddamn couple standing they punk ass out there with a fucking dog. If y'all don't get the hell on some motherfucking well, please. People, sorry. I do feel sorry for some people who are homeless, but for the other motherfuckers,
yay!
Sorry, motherfucker.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry for the assholes. Fuck them. All right, and then don't forget to check out www.thejackal.com. That is THAJACKAL, thejackal.com. You can check out my homie doing his thing real big over there. And, okay, Bellevue is 15 minutes away, all right? That's what time it is. Well, I need to sign in. You got it, brother. You got the controls. Run it. You ain't showing no videos anyway, so... Yeah, looking for the videos. All right, we're in the UK. Didn't I say UK got the most ugliest people in the world?
Yes, you did.
That was yesterday, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, to keep up the madness, people, police hunt most disgusting woman in the UK. A hunt was on for the woman branded Britain's most disgusting person for urinating on a war memorial after she fled court following a public shaming by elderly veterans. An arrest warrant is out for Wendy Lewis, 32, was given a guard of dishonor by angry veterans when she appeared at Blackpool Magistrate Court. She was caught on security cameras relieving herself on the seaside town's Cenotaph before performing a sex act on a man nearby. Damn, man, somebody got some free pussy. What kind of shit is that? Wouldn't want that cooter, though. She didn't wash herself, people. You don't want some pissy pussy. You know what I'm saying? Right. But for all my war veterans out there, man, you know what I'm saying? For her pissing on your little thing there. What did you say there, Sergeant Bingay?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
All right. That was Sergeant Bingay, people. Yes. The old retired sergeant. His name is now Bingay. Not saying that he's Bingay, but I'm just saying. Bingay. Okay. We'll keep it moving. What the fuck is a cenotaph? What is a cenotaph? You're a smart guy.
I have no idea.
What's going on? What's going on? A cenotaph is an empty tomb or a monument erected in honor of a person who is buried elsewhere. A cenotaph is what we have down in Washington that has that. The cenotaph is that long white ass white man's penis that's sticking up in the air. Right. Which is the actual ancient Kemetic sign for a black man's penis. Look it up, people, if you think I'm fucking lying. Yes, it's the erection to the sun. Because that's where we get all of our energy at. When you wake up in the morning, you don't find yourself getting it hard on. Something is wrong with you. Why? I wake up to a dry hump every morning. I'm just kidding. Man is taken off flight and arrested for traffic dispute. Still in the nutty UK, people. Yes, in the nutty UK. Man was ordered off a flight and arrested by four armed police at Heathrow over a traffic dispute 7 months earlier. What? Officers swooped on Tom Hardiment as he returned from a trip, damn, to Washington. God damn it, Washington. Y'all getting all kind of people in trouble. Yeah. Even though he had told them he would be away and had offered five times to fix a date to report to a police station. The car dealer was led off the Virginia plane, driven away in a cage inside a van, and then held in cells for 6 hours before being released without charge. Now, y'all done took me off my motherfucking flight. Y'all done held me in false arrest over 6 motherfucking hours. Pretty sure he got treated rudely and shit. Handcuffs put on tight. Brother, all I can tell you is...
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah, I mean... He got you, man. He fucking got you, dude. You know? But I'm not going to give you an award. Or them, because that was worth it. Yeah. Damn it! We're still in the UK, people! Can we get the fuck out of Nutty Land? Jeez! Man goes back into fire for some trousers. Right. A Devon man is in critical condition after running back into his blazing house to get some fucking pants, people. Trousers. Pants. Yes. Fire crew said the father, alerted by a fire alarm early on Saturday, had left the house without all his clothes. He was rescued from his bedroom where he was overcome by smoke at Penn Meadows in Brixman. The dumbass had gone back into the house. Boy, look at some people just... I mean... All right, people. Well, you already know he gets an award, you know what I mean?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I just, you know, that don't register me. Why would you, you know what I'm saying? Even if you, yeah, even if you got woke up by the fire alarm, what would you naturally do? You would naturally grab a pair of pants, at least. You might even forget the fucking shoes. But you would damn sure grab a pair of pants to cover your ass. Unless your whole house is just completely in a motherfucking blaze. And then, yeah, I'd be outside butt naked in my drawers. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening?
And I'd be checking for my dog or my cats first.
Oh. You know, I don't have animals. So, yeah. Wouldn't be checking for that. And, yeah. In Belgium, shouts out to everybody in the old Bill. Pop singer commits suicide.
Oh, yeah.
At music festival.
at the music festival. read on. There's new nice little detail on that.
A British pop singer climbed up a satellite mast and plunged to his death after playing in front of a sellout crowd. Charles Haddon's fatal fall took place hours after a girl, like I said, Pussy the Cooter, had been injured by another member of his group diving off the stage. Hell no. Nah. Haddon, 22 years old, people, was said to be very down after a gig at the Pukkelpop. Yeah, Pukkelpop. What does Pukkelpop mean? What does Pukkel mean?
I have no idea.
God damn it, Cy. What are you over there in that country for? Jeez,
hey,
people.
You ask me all the difficult English words you don't even know. Come on.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, because, you know, we don't have a standard language here. See, I speak Ebonic. See, I don't really speak English, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's see what the hell up.
Hey, but what kind of music was he playing? Because, I don't understand it. What's it called? Kurt Cobain from Nirvana? I understand that. His music was so depressing, he just had to kill himself.
Hell no. Oh, okay. It's the Humpback Pop Festival. A Pukkel, Pukkel, is a humpback. So it is the Humpback Pop Festival in Belgium. I don't know what the fuck that still means, but okay. Damn, in front of 180,000 people.
Oh, by the way, that is pretty close where it was held. That's if I get in my car, I can get there in 45 minutes to an hour.
What is that? The Pukkelpop?
It's in a town called Hasselt. And that's really close by. I've gone out there before in the past.
Damn. Well, I gotta move, people. I will be leaving tomorrow to move to Iowa for Beat Whitey Night at the fairgrounds. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. I'm just bullshit, people. Just really bullshit. But you know, this is the most racially charged show on the internet. So they don't say. Des Moines police are trying to determine what led to a series of attacks outside the Iowa State Fairgrounds over the weekend that included the assault of two police officers. There are indications that some of the fights, which appear to involve mostly teenagers and young adults, were racially motivated, police said. On-duty officers at the fairgrounds advised there was a group of 30 to 40 individuals roaming the fairgrounds, openly calling it Beat Whitey Night. I didn't even know it was black folks in Iowa, so damn. Now, it would be funny if that was 30 to 40 white folks walking around talking about some Beat Whitey. I don't think so, though. Let's find out. Let's go a little bit in here. Three people were arrested. Others' arrests may occur. And there are indications of the fight, blah, blah, blah. We don't know the individuals, juveniles fighting, or a group of kids singing out, white citizens leaving the, what? We don't know if this was juveniles fighting or a group of kids singling out white citizens leaving the fairgrounds. It's all an investigation. Officials are now, blah, 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 stepping up, blah, blah, blah. Including a pair of stabbing, missing and steal, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, this is like blah, blah, blah. Wow, the motherfuckers, here we go. Jamie Carroll, 36, of Polk City, was seriously injured in the blah, blah, blah block of blah, blah, blah Friday night after a group of people beat him up, causing severe injuries to his eyes, cheekbones, and nose. That's probably saying you weren't properly protecting yourself, and you're a wuss. Oh, okay, sorry about that, Murillo wrote. Carroll is white, and many of the suspects are black. Now, This is what I'm saying. They said many. They didn't say all. So I guarantee you there's some white folks off in there. There's some white boys in that shit. You know what I'm saying? Probably some Mexicans, some goddamn Spanish people. Just all nationalities, 30 or 40 motherfuckers. And then somebody yelled that dumb shit out. Kill Whitey. And you got a white person saying that. You know what I'm saying? That just, you know, that's like hanging around white boys in my neighborhood. And they always talking about, man, the crackles, man, the crackles. Man, the crackles ain't shit, man. The crackles, ain't. Are you looking at yourself? Like, yeah.
Timmy!
That's just like, you know, black people talking, man, that nigga ain't shit. That nigga, you ain't shit. You know what I mean? I'm talking about this stuff, nigga. You ain't shit either.
Here we go. All
right. Salamu, Abadi Ghani, Heavenly Angel.
How are you today?
Oh, she gets an award off top. Here we go, people. That's what I'm talking about. I already knew it. You know? Damn right.
Yeah, I can't.
Let's try this again.
How do you say it in Swahili?
Abadi Ghani. What is the response?
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Well, you don't have balls, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I got
Hi-ya.
Balls.
Okay, right. I'll leave that one alone.
That'd be fine, but I got them.
I'll leave that to another show. Right. Abadi Ghani. Asaya Asanti, Haya Asanti is the reply. Haya Asanti. Abadi Ghani.
I got him.
Okay, we got another war lined up. Abadi Ghani.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Let's try it again. Abadi Ghani. You're going to keep getting the war until you answer, goddammit.
I only speak the language of love, and that ain't it.
I ain't in no motherfucking love. Shit. Language of potheads and Swahili. Shit. You ain't just thinking, man, what a prank.
We're here to massacre it, baby.
Hell no, nah, not masturbate it. I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying. We here to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, people, since you're going to call in and fuck it up, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Keep it goddamn moving.
Hey, but you got a Swahili word for good when answering Abadi Ghani. But what if you're a kind of depressed kind of person? You want to complain about your life and how shitty that it is and that you don't want to kill yourself and that you don't want to work and that you have no money, etc., etc. How do you say that in Swahili?
Basically, you saying I'm fucked up. Let me see, I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up. Okay, I'll take that one.
I'm fucked up. Let's translate that, people, into Swahili. Here we go. Let's
use sign language. The middle finger.
I'm fucked up. There's no translation. I'm fucked up. Let's see. I am having a bad day. I know that one. I need kuwa na siku mbaya. I'm having a bad day. I need kuwa na siku mbaya. Don't everybody repeat all at once.
Masiku nabaya? What did you say?
I
masaku nibana?
N-I kuwa, K-U-W-A, na, N-A, siku, or saiku, siku, saiku, S-I-K-U, mbaya, M-B-A-Y-A. I, me. It should be
I, me.
Me. I believe it is.
I, me.
I, me. Kua. Na. Siku. Mbaya.
Yeah, that was a little too long.
I need kua na siku mbaya.
I need siku na samaya.
I need kua na siku mbaya. God damn, I sound like I'm from Swahili. Shit, where my brother's at? Then I get around them motherfuckers. Excuse me, talk English. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Like, god damn. How the fuck that then? Shit. Speak dish, god damn it.
Oh, my dog on the stand.
Shit. Alright, well, we over here in New York, man. Well, god damn. Y'all be talking about taxes. New York off the chain, man. New York begins taxing bagels. Bagels,
what,
people.
They are unhealthy foods, or what?
No, because goddamn New York is crooked. And goddamn it, they trying to suck this damn life out of the people around that motherfucker. And y'all keep coming in just getting the life sucked out of you and shit, you know. Oh, somebody's calling me on the bat line. Deuce, you know I'm on the radio, so you shall get the prompt to say that I'm on the radio. And then he might call in. We shall see. Deuce calls in. We shall play the deuce. Bagels, however you slice them, most likely haven't been subject to tax at your favorite neighborhood shop. But desperate for cash, Albany began enforcing a little-known clause in its sales tax code that calls for a tax on sliced bagels or whole bagels consumed at the place of purchase. When an audit found New York chain Brugger's Bagel in violation of this often unenforced clause, the state demanded owner Kenneth Green cough up a significant amount in taxes to cover what the state figured he owed. Damn. That's fucked up. People down here, they don't tax on tangible products. You know what I'm saying? Food and shit like that. That is not supposed to be, you know, that's not supposed to be taxed. Well, we don't. Apparently, they do. Well, at least they're trying to cry broke and shit. Yeah. Very disturbing, but also true. In Florida, I've read from all the way up from a 62-year-old to a 10-year-old has been hit with a taser. Well, guess how low we've gone this time, people. 3-year-old is tased as deputy tries to arrest man. Now, that is fucked up. A 3-year-old boy was accidentally shot after a deputy tried using his taser on a wanted man who was in the vehicle with the boy. It all happened in the middle of the day with lots of shoppers looking on in downtown D-Land. A Volusia County deputy pulled over a vehicle because the window tint looked too dark. And I'm getting so fucking sick of that goddamn excuse, man. Because when the officer pull you over, they are supposed to have a, I don't even know what the hell it's called. It's just like your music. If your music is too loud, they're supposed to have a decimeter that they're supposed to aim at your shit that will test the loudness of your vehicle's music. And if it's over the range, then therefore you get a ticket. It is no such thing as, oh man, I heard your music, therefore, your music was too loud, which is the same gay-ass bullshit they try to pull here. And they also pull this gay-ass bullshit in every southern state I motherfucking know of. From Florida to Michigan, if you have tint, that is the number one cause they are going to pull up your fucking vehicle to say that, oh, your tint was too dark. Man.
Tint was too dark?
Yeah, that's illegal. Man,
you're talking about the windows or what?
Yes, your car window tint.
Yeah, that's illegal there too. I used to have a car that was almost completely black, the side and the back windows. They never said anything about it then, but lately they're really coming down on it. It's not allowed. And when you got foil, you got to take it off at the spot. And when you got another tainted solution, you even got to get new windows. So.
Yeah.
Well, I understand it a bit. It's mostly because of a visibility thing with bikers and pedestrians and stuff.
Well, so, no, I'm saying I understand it if you got like some pitch black dark tent. But I'm saying he in the middle of the fucking daytime, you know what I'm saying, in the goddamn shopping center. You didn't pull him over for that. That is your excuse that you were saying you pulled him over for. Apparently, y'all been watching this motherfucking man or whoever car he was driving, because if that was his car he was driving, then you already knew the motherfucker was wanted when you goddamn ran the tag. So therefore, that means you only used the goddamn excuse of your tent so you could have the probable cause to motherfucking illegally pull him over, causing a 3-year-old child to get motherfucking tasered. All right. In Austria, hey, guess who's from there?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And who else?
You're going to read it in a minute, so I do have to say that?
Yeah, well, everybody has African roots, all right? Everybody has African roots.
Trace
your bloodline back. Everybody has African roots. Everybody in this motherfucking world has African roots. So this really is not, you know, whoa. But
the mustache?
DNA tests show Hitler, had Jewish and African roots. Yeah, probably why I try to kill all my own people anyway. Yeah, that's fucking right. Because he's confused. What am I? Am I Jew or am I black? Am I a black Jew? But I look white. So punk ass out of here, man. What the hell? And that's what confused me, man. How the hell? How long that motherfucker been dead?
Since 45.
I mean, a long ass time.
At least I hope he was dead in 45.
Saliva samples taken from 39 relatives of the Nazi leader show he may have had biological links to the subhuman races that he tried to exterminate during the Holocaust. The affair is fascinating if one compares it with the conception of the world of the Nazis, in which race and blood was central. Hitler's concern over his descent was not unjustified. He was apparently not pure or Aryan. No, he wasn't. He's from fucking Austria, people. I mean, what the hell has that got to do with anything German-wise? But like I say, they still, even when he took the goddamn swastikas, people, swastikas is not a symbol of hate. Because we live in the American motherfucking world of propaganda that is media ran, and you know what I'm saying, they figured out that through symbolization we can sit up here and control the goddamn mass of people. This is why they sit up there and fill your heads with motherfucking lies. Nazi symbols, if you look up the definition, are religious artifacts or religious ornaments practiced in countries such as India, as far as India, and everywhere in between. It has nothing at all to do with the Nazi party, fucking Hitler, or any motherfucking body else who wants to claim that they using that goddamn, the swastikas as a sign of hate. It had nothing to do with that. And that sign has been around since before the 1800s and before that, which Hitler wasn't even motherfucking thought about. But because he came along and motherfuckers was like, oh, well, they don't know what these signs mean anyways, let's go ahead and use them as symbolism of hate. And now this is what, you know what I'm saying, if I ride down the street and I have these motherfucking emblems on the back of my car, motherfuckers will try to egg my car. Why? Because of their misunderstanding of the truth. And this is what the clusterfuck of bullshit that we living in right here in the good old United States of America. This is why I tell bitches, you got to get the fuck out of here, people. If you really want to see the truth about this country, you got to get the fuck out of here. Go to somebody else's country, then look at the television and watch what the television shows you then about the good old United States. Yeah. All right, they'll show you murder and mayhem, goddammit. Murder and motherfucking mayhem. Teen kidnapped in U.S. for ransom and dumped in Mexico. As if they don't have enough people already. In San Juan, police reunited a teenage woman with her family nearly 19 hours after she was abducted, blindfolded, and dumped in a Reynosa field. She was walking to a friend's house about 6:30 p.m. A black van pulled up alongside her, and three men hopped out. San Juan Police Chief Juan Gonzalez said they snatched the girl, blindfolded her, and took her to Reynosa, Mexico. I mean, by this time, wouldn't the government have figured out that black vans are used for kidnappings? Every time I done read something about somebody getting kidnapped, there's been a black van involved or a dark-colored van involved. Like, duh, bitch, you can't kidnap a bitch in a goddamn Ford Taurus or a motherfucking Yugo with clear windows. What the hell else you going to use?
There we have the tinted windows again.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why didn't a policeman pull that one over?
Yeah, exactly. Sir, your paint is too dark.
Timmy!
All right, let me get the damn switchboard back, right? Beam in my Blackskin homeboy from San Jose, California. Where is the beam, Timmy? What the f*** are you doing, Timmy? God damn it, Timmy is smoking, people. And I don't mean the good shit.
Timmy!
God damn it. Mother. Salamu. How about it, guys?
Moolamaker. Salamu.
Fucking Moolamaker.
No, Salamu.
Salamu.
Baligani. Salamu.
Salamu.
Baligani.
Baligali.
Fuck me up. I almost said the wrong shit. Salamu.
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 I don't give a fuck if you spell it or not. I'm not going to read it.
Yeah, man, like, duh. I can read that in the hell. Habari Ghani. The response
man.
To Habari Ghani is Haya Asante.
Man.
You ain't going to Africa with me, goddammit. Fuck that. You ain't going to Africa with me. We're going to go back to Las Vegas and shit. You ain't going to Africa with me, goddammit. I ain't stepping off the plane, getting hit in the head with a motherfucking bone, because your ass don't want a motherfucking speak language.
Fucking Moolamaker.
Nah, I'm goofy bone. Well, I got that bone. I have that bone for you.
I guess that's step that he wants to come to the Netherlands.
What left?
Instead of going to, what is it, a couple of countries, including Zambia, it's called different now, but I guess he just wants to come to the Netherlands.
Who does?
Oh, well.
Moolamaker.
All right, well, this is the last report before we get into the Mexican update of the hour, live from San Jose, California. I'm pretty sure he has some news for us. Ending this off in Florida, where this chick looks like a Teletubby. Dancer and housewife is busted after deputies see bags. Bag of what? The situation for Elizabeth Athena Progress, didn't improve when a bag of generic Xanax crumbled from her genital area. I didn't know she had genitals, but okay.
Wait a minute, what?
that was misspelled, people. Her genitalia area. Women do not have genitals. Right. After Progress was booked, a deputy escorted her to the shower area. Progress showered and was drying off when a deputy noticed a clear bag drop from her genitalia area to the floor by her feet. Yeah, the deputy got the bag and saw several pills, which later were identified as generic Xanax. Bitch couldn't even get the real thing. Like, what the fuck is that? They gonna get some Walgreens brand when shit. You can get the real thing. Alright. Well, anyways, people, that would do it for your Nutty News of the Day. Brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world.
The world.
And last the 2 minutes, Blake Breaking News out of San Jose, California. We bring you live to Goofy Bone, the Blexican.
Okay.
He's about to get an award for the silence.
Goofy Bone?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing I need to report about. Just the fact of the matter is, pray for
you
me.
You are.
Lying,
no good, rotten, far-fleshing.
Oh.
I'm going to get a job.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Is that a real word? Congratulations? No. Oh. All right, people. If Goofy Bone is getting the job.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh.
I got
where you got it lined up at? What you got lined up?
Well, it's a job making, I guess you could say, computer parts in the city of Santa Clara.
Damn. In this troubling time of layoffs and no jobs, and you get a job like that?
I'm telling you, I'm going to be making computer parts that you could put. They're called quad flat packs. Look them up. QFPs. I'm going to be making those, and those are going to go into the head of a fucking missile, say from Russia or Taiwan or Japan, that could blow you
sure
up 100 million a miles away. Thanks to Goofy Bone.
Well, thank you for your addition to the destruction. Right. What'd you say, Angel?
I don't want them missiles
to work. Shout out to Heavenly Angel's fine ass up in this motherfucker.
I'm so glad you got a job. Congratulations.
Well, let's hope. I have to go to my last interview on Thursday at 1. Most likely, I'm going to get it. The guy hella loves me. I know my shit. And he tripped out because, you know, I'm Mexican. All these people are Asian. They, you know. They're the motherfuckers that's supposed to be making this shit. But when a Mexican comes in telling them what they know, it's like, fuck, I could fit right in and I could clean the dishes in the fucking dishwasher area. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
But hey.
Yeah, but they don't speak Vietnamese, though.
Nah, they don't speak Vietnamese, though. I wish they did. Fuck, I'd be fucking shitting on all of them, fucking all the ladies and shit. Man, my hairdresser.
BYKI.com, brother. Go and download. Whatever the hell, they speak Chinese, Mandarin, Japanese, one of them motherfuckers. Tighten up, shit, because if you speak Vietnamese, brother, you can speak some goddamn Chinese, Japanese. All that shit is right there, like bang, 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 bang. All those ping, pang, ching, pang, ching, pang, pang, bang, ping, pang, pang.
And you said that those chips were going into a head of a missile?
Yeah, they're...
So if next year we see a message on the Nutty News that something went wrong with a missile,
the missile it for some reason had a signature GB on it, and the signature.
Hey, hold on, people. Hold on, people. I gotta call them.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Motherfucker, the show is over with. What the hell are you talking about? Hold on.
Oh,
the damn show is over. And it's over. Okay, well, I can't give him an award, but what I can do is get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Come back on that, you son of a... I got to eat, people. I got to eat.
Same here.
My dog Deuce say, I got to eat. Much love, everybody. Pieces, ounces, and ounces,
people.
Pieces. Tomorrow, hopefully, we have some weed Wednesday.
Okay, now it's tomorrow. Now it's tomorrow. They want to bring me in tomorrow.
Wow, that's fucking hot, man. Shit.
Well, check this out. I'm posting a link in the chat room so y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. That's what Goofy Bone's going to be making. Those little quad flat packs. I used to make them at
chips with legs extending from for all four sides.
Yeah, all four sides. Jesus, they're all calling me now. Fuck. Hold on, people.
Man, we out of here. What are you talking about? The show over with.
See you tomorrow, people.
Yeah, this motherfucker here keep talking some bull on. You can come back to some music, goddammit. The only way you're going to come back to is music and a whole bunch of goddamn music. That's it. All right, well, shit. I forgot goodbye.
Got a encore?
Yeah, I forgot goodbye, though. I'm on it. My body's agione. There you go. My body's agione. Have a good evening. My body's agione. And we got to eat, people. That's what time it is. Al Cartel on the beat. Yeah. See y'all tomorrow, Wednesday, Wednesday's going down. Smoke them if you got them. If you don't, you probably end up being like me. Shit.
Boy. Y'all niggas better be glad I got a little bread to play with, boy. Cause if I didn't, look here. Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, I'ma hit your lick. Get your ass up out that coupe. This how your boy gon' play it. I don't give a fuck where you say it. I don't give a fuck about your clique. Man, fuck that nigga you with. He ain't nothing but a soft nigga anyway. He's scared, he ain't ready for the gunplay. I can see it in his puss ass eyes. Yeah, the bitch nigga really wanna try. When I pop that trunk and I dunk, one of y'all fuck niggas gon' die. I done seen everything but Jesus. I don't rock no dreads, but I rock that red, that purple of your ass in pieces. I done followed your ass to your home. Man, I know that you whipping up stone. See, nigga, that bitch that you trust, that silly hoe talk too much. She ain't wonder but a bag and a blunt. She the reason why your ass got stuck. See, you really need to be in church. Go talk to a preacher, son. Cause the streets, they really ain't for you. Get saved, you can stand in the pulpit. Like a preacher, little nigga, try to get rich. Guaranteed to get slapped with a 4-5. You don't give up that money, nigga, real quick. See, most of the left in up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me, just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat, because I'm hungry. This money, dog, chasing paper, that's what I'm running for. Look at me now, that boy, that money low. Hey, being broke, so I'm selling dope. Go tell the cops, I'm making paper. Fuck you, fuck niggas, y'all just haters, yeah. I'm looking good on 20 rims, play you smiling at your ass. Picture on the side, watch me as I rap. I want an autograph, that shit cost five. Yeah, I love bread, something you can't get. So get your stacks up, cause I stay chasing money. I let my pockets feel fluffy. Ain't that something? So when you see a nigga, don't be acting funny. The next time you see me, I'm crushing something. So holler at me when you see me down, homie. I gotta eat, 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 because I'm hungry. Y'all, hey, Shaw, man, they run around here like it's Ramadan or something, man. Starving themselves. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, why is y'all fasting? Ain't no fasting going on. The economy's fucked up, dog. We're in a recession. Boy. Well, y'all just don't know, boy. If I was broke like you, nigga, look here. Back to the money, y'all already know what I do. If I get on my dick, then I hit me a lick. Get your ass up out that coupe. No, nigga, you can keep that chain. That shit ain't worth a motherfucking thing. Stop most y'all niggas get killed doing all that flexing. Knowing that wet, you ain't really got now. Straight out the hood, hit a lick, now I live in Carrollwood. If you want it, you can really come and get some. Pussy little, but you better put a big gun. Shooting off, get you raw, nigga, in the bank. You got the nigga top, the DJ. See, most two 11s end up in a 187. When a motherfucker like me just gotta eat, I 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 gotta eat. Because I'm hungry. I gotta eat, 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 I gotta eat.
the Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Goddamn, y'all still here? Get the hell off the phone.
Hello? You done?
Hello?
Damn, what the hell? Get the hell off the phone. So old, what the hell?
Hello? Who's up on this line?
Moodamaker.
Fucking Moodamaker. Up in the motherfucking house. Smell it. Where you Moodamakers at?
Goddamn line, man. All right, well, I guess
okay.
I'll play your goddamn boss squat to get about it. How about that?
I guess he's on the bat line, everybody. Well, you're tuning into the After Hours on the Starship Smell of Prize right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm just chilling here with, is this Heavenly Angel?
It sure is, John.
With the fine-ass Heavenly Angel right here. And,
no,
your
got
captain,
to hang in there. Got to hang in for the last second.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's just hang.
Get your smelly on.
Smell is over there in the bat line yelling at people, so don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. He shall return
goddamn
whenever
so
he can.
Over.
Good.
Sorry, I'm off my goddamn line, man.
Fucking Moodle, mate.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
That's Boss Wash featuring Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce, ladies and gentlemen.
If you choose to accept,
you gotta get that money, man.
I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bruce, Bob Squash and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so.
Money.
Yeah. Your mission.
He got my shit. How the hell does he continue to keep going? After the after hours.
If you have to accept.
Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission. If you choose to accept,
you gotta get that money, man.
I'm on a mission and my Glock is loose. Bruce, Bruce, Bob Squash and Goofy Bone about to get loot. Hustling every day in that 408. I gotta make that money so y'all can fucking hate. In that 06 Charger, you better all watch it. I'm stealing dickies with my Louis Vuitton wallet. Solving in the streets cause I need my greens. Cause this money fulfills my dreams. I'm a gangster with so many hoes. They work for me and I collect their dough. Living the life like a grown man should. Selling cocaine in my motherfucking hood. Making money 24/7. Cause I'm a gangster and I'll never see heaven. You gotta make this life what you make it. This money comes and goes just like my ex bitch.
Your mission.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that, gotta get that, gotta get that money, man. Yeah, man. What a dude. It's the boy, Bruce Bruce. Yeah. Fucking with the homeboy Boss Squash from the faculty, California. Yeah, let's get it, man. We getting money round here, straight low, in the faculty. Push it hard, double up, get that guap by any means. Never gonna catch me slacking on anything. Check this down, scan, dog, I get my blood sweating since I love my city. Home of the tank. I love this dro. Home of the tank. You want it, come and get it, man. I got that merchandise.
that will put your ass to sleep or keep you up all night. Goofy bone bruise, bruise, rolling with my squad. Jelly beat, we attack, we gon' make this shit hot. Share the club a new asshole in any town. When we up in the building, it's going down. When we come through, you already know the crew. You already know the set. Homie, who the fuck is you? If you don't really know me, why you running your mouth? You gon' fuck with my money, I'ma knock your ass out.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man. Gotta get that money.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that money, man.
Uh-huh. Your boy Boss, man. Collaborate with my nigga Straight Low. Records, man. We doing it real big, man. Real humongo, man. Get that money. Yeah.
They think I work at YMU, counting all that cash. I'm counting stacks, racks, and bundles, popping rubber bands. I got about 22 boxes filled with loot. Stash above my head in the ceiling in case I need a lawyer. News, I do whatever's necessary to get my family through. I hustle hard for the money, hear it in my music too. Cash money, new money, last money, all money. I'm chasing all of it, sonny. Ain't a damn thing funny. On the mission, my daily grind, trying to fulfill my needs. I deserve the better things. I got grande dreams. Comprende mi amigo. I got mucho dinero. I got a consistent cash flow. My mentality so thorough. My tummy stay growling, hungry like a fat kid. That dude in my robbery with that shit cheesy dick. Black squash getting it in with my straight low fan. Trying to win my gold seat. Phone that money train.
Your mission.
Yeah.
If you choose to accept.
You gotta get that money, man.
Mike, I got a VIP after hours account. You are now in tune to the VIP after hours account.
Motherfucker, don't hate me.
Good morning,
Maker. Still
there?
I'm here.
Damn, y'all holding on, boy.
What you think?
What's up, after hours special right here, goddamn. We're gonna ride this motherfucker until goddamn blog talk kicking nigga off off this shit. Fuck. We up in here, people. All music.
I fuck that dick from the back and that's real. I keep that dick hard like a piece of blue steel. Or slipper when it's wet. Deep though. I warm that dick like a fucking mean coat. I ain't playing games. Say that shit for them lames. When you fuck with me, no, it ain't gonna be the same. Come in, nigga, fuck me like you want this pussy. See, I'm a freak by nature, so you gotta keep it gushy.
Keep it gushy.
Yeah, I got them freaks still. Yeah, I got. If I don't do it, then the next bitch will.
Yes,
you gotta eat me, beat me,
me, bite me slowly, baby. You gotta eat and beat me, bite me, bite me slowly, baby. You gotta eat and beat me, bite me, bite me slowly, baby. You gotta eat and beat me, bite me, bite me slowly, baby.
This is another Dead Dog Record production.
About it.
another Dead Dollar record production. Great Fox. You got me thinking about leaving, 'cause our love ain't even. I try not to believe when my friends say you're cheating. So
hey, baby, girl, got me thinking about leaving. Or leaving this time.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, yeah, goddammit. Hey. Happy hour.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
Mm, that's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, throw away the key. I want to spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired.
It's been a long week, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
Feeling kind of worn down, let me take you to the
feeling kind of worn down, baby, baby, baby.
To a private getaway.
We gotta get away, baby. I wanna spend quiet time with you. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, baby. Woo! I wanna relax your mind. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good. So, so good, baby. I wanna make love to your mind, sweetheart. I wanna make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my, 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 my baby.
Cause
it's been a long week, baby. Hey, 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 yeah. Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend the time with you. Hey, baby, baby. Just let me spend. Let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close. Look at you. Look into those pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
The passion you get when you're looking for some real shit.
God, steal that shit. Sing a new song. I want to hear a new song. Not about the dread that twists up locks with shells and bees but never smokes weed. Or the smoke with dreads. Who doesn't know the difference between the twist in his hand or the twist on his head? Always screaming about Cincinnati and ganja. And don't know the first medicinal use of marijuana. I want to hear a new song. About a thug whose first love was for comic books. Sing with the passion you get when you're looking for some real shit song. If I get hungry enough, I gotta steal that shit. Sing a new song. The one that plays when you turn down the volume, when you stop dancing for dollars. I want to hear about the Denali you still live at home with your mama, or the Escalade and the pavement plate. Sing a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy, but that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. Tell me how any one person can make $1 million and somebody else has to eat out of the garbage. I want to hear a new song. About a big business that won't get rich on the ignorant. One where the poor won't get poor because they couldn't read the fine print. And the chorus line, can we get some hints as to who set epidemics? Is it the same man who gave the poor man tenements and controlled substances? Who gave the project tenant more of an incentive to watch television than to seek employment? The consequences of the first-time offender gave us a lifetime of imprisonment, and maybe the hook could tell me, hey man, what's in that needle y'all stuck in my arm? I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook, tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. And don't just fall in the choir, because as soon as church is out, some of them go stopping by for a shot of the Sunday special. They go from the altar, tossing up praise, thanking God. They came from the brown bag to the cognac. I want to hear a new song, verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book, about a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy. But that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. And let our rejoice rise as loud as a rolling sea. Make it worthy of the listening skies.
Out of here.
Adios.
Hey, I just friended you on Facebook, too.
What was that?
I just friended you on Facebook, so you get a chance to check it out.
I got a request for friend.
Yeah, it took me so long. It was like 14 different people on Facebook.
I just opened it up for you.
What, the Facebook?
One on there. So you can find me. So now I'm going to close it, so only my friends, you know.
Well, no, I found it. I mean, I went through Marco's. I went through Sinai's page.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Then I'll close
so
that.
You don't have to. I wonder why it showed 14 results, but it didn't show you. I'm like, well, what the hell is it? It ain't showing nothing. But there's always a way to find you. Believe that.
You know that.
So,
right here.
On that note, I am out of here. Last song is Red Shade's favorite drug. You're my favorite drug, Miss Heavenly Angel. Favorite drug. Well, besides marijuana. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking
about. Pass, baby.
Hey. Much love to you, girl. I'll let you on the flip side.
Back at you, baby.
Official. Peace.
See you tomorrow.
Right.
into his shoes, he was looking fly. Never was amazed by these other guys. Brush him off, not for long, next thing I'm waving by. Cause he had a face I never saw before. I give dudes a chance only if they are mature. And he was everything I'm looking for. Nice cut, real neat, all that and even more. Only the future knows what could be in store. Could he be the one, but I'm not even sure. So I guess I gotta find out. Looks are deceiving, gotta know him inside out. I said to myself, just give him a chance. He came to me close and asked for a dance. A feeling that I never felt in my life. He whispered in my ear and told me I'm the one he would wife.
That's right.
But we have to get things straight, cause I'm not the type that you just see one night.
Nope.
See, because I'm in it for the long term. If he wants to leave, he can take that flight. But he wasn't trying to play me. He said I was his baby and he appreciates me. But we gotta go with the flow, cause no one knows just how far he will take me. These others can't see in me. I told him maybe so, that could easily be. But I don't usually fall in love so easily. It takes time, gotta let my guard down. And I feel a little void when we are apart now. More hugs show love when we walk now. I don't seem to get shy when we even talk now. You could say this could be something nice. And like air that we breathe, you're a part of my life. And I ain't being cheesy, simply stating the facts. And all the words that I speak, I will never retract. Also, thank you just for holding my back. You never beat around the bush, you were always exact. So I enclose this note with kisses and hugs, cause I love you, you're my favorite drug.